Now these are the men who came to David at Ziklag while he was still restricted because of Saul the son of Kish. And they were among the mighty men who helped him in war. They were equipped with bows using both the right hand and the left to sling stones and shoot arrows with the bow. They were Saul's kinsmen from Benjamin. Ahiezer, then Joash, the sons of Shammah the Gibeathite, and Jezel and Peleh, the sons of Asmaveth, and Barakah, and Jehu the Anathothite, and Ishmael the Jebionite, a mighty man among the 30, and in charge of the 30, then Jeremiah, Jahaziel, Johanan, Jozabad, the Gerizite, Eluzai, Jeremiah, Beliah, Shemariah, Shephatiah, the herd of fives. Elkanah, Ishah, Zarel, Joseph, Joshua, being the Korahites. And Jolah and Zebediah, the sons of Jeraham of Gedor. From the Gad, its valiant mighty men went over to David at the stronghold in the wilderness. Men trained for war, who could handle a large shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and they were as swift as the gazelles on the mountain.
First, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Elzabed the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, and Machbanai the 11th. These men from the sons of Gad were captains of the army. The one who was least was equal to 100, and the greatest to 1,000. These are the ones who crossed the Jordan in the first month, when it was overflowing all its banks. And they put to flight all those in the valleys, to the east and to the west. Then some of the sons of Benjamin and Judah came to the stronghold to David. David went out to meet them and said to them, if you come peacefully to help me, my heart shall be united with you. But if to betray me to my enemies, since there is no wrong in my hands, may the God of our fathers look on it and decide. Then the Spirit covered Amasai like clothing, the chief of the 30, and he said,
from Manasseh. process. I'm also defected to David when he was about to go to battle with the Philistines against Saul. But they did not help them, because the governors of the Philistines sent him away after consultation, saying at the cost of our heads he might defect to his master Saul. As he was going to Ziklag, men from Manasseh defected to him. Adnah, Jozabad, Jediel, Michael, Jozabad, thousands who belong to Manasseh. They helped David against the band of raiders, for they were all valiant, mighty men and were captains in the army. For day by day men came to David to help him, until there was a great army, like the army of God. Now these are the numbers of the divisions equipped for war, who came to David at Hebron to turn the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the word of the Lord. The sons of Judah who carried shield and spear numbered 6,800, equipped for war. From the sons of Simeon, valiant, mighty men of war, 7,100. From the sons
also Zadok, a young valiant mighty man, and from his father's house 22 captains. From the sons of Benjamin, Saul's kinsmen, 3,000. For until now the majority of them had kept their allegiance to the house of Saul. From the sons of Ephraim, 20,800, valiant mighty men, famous men in their father's households. From the half-tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, who were designated by name to come and make David king. From the sons of Issachar, men who understood the times, with knowledge of what Israel should do, their chiefs were 200, and all their kinsmen were at their command.
From Zebulun, there were 50,000. Who went out in the army, who could draw up in battle formation with all kinds of weapons of war, and help David with an undivided heart. From Naphtali there were 1,000 captains, and with them 37,000 with shield and spear.
From the Danites, who could draw up in battle.